Elizabeth Elliot says, "I realize that I don't spend nearly enough time praising God. I think hymns are a wonderful help. So let me just make that tiny suggestion that you begin your day with thanking the Lord." Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, author of over 20 books, including Through Gates of Splendor, Keep a Quiet Heart, and Discipline the Glad Surrender. Helping you face your journey with joy today, here's your friend, Elizabeth.
The Lord Jesus said, "If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, and as you know, I love hymns. I'm forever quoting from hymns, and they have certainly had a very profound shaping influence in my own spiritual progress. One of the most beautiful hymns that I know, one which has helped to shape my understanding of the glory of sacrifice, and by sacrifice, I emphasize the aspect of offering rather than the aspect of loss and deprivation and destruction. This hymn has been a whole new answer to me to the why of suffering and the how of surrender. The hymn is called, "O Love That Will Not Let Me Go." This hymn was written by George Matheson over 100 years ago. It was on the occasion of his going blind and his fiancée breaking the engagement because she didn't want to be stuck with a blind man for the rest of her life. Anyone listening to me today who has suffered a painful rejection, it's a dagger thrust to the heart, isn't it? All you hear is the voice of the enemy saying, "You're not worthy. You deserved it. You'll never be loved. Who'd want you? You're condemned to loneliness forever." And a natural human response would be fear and anger and resentment. Fear and anger and resentment instead of lifting up your heart immediately to God and just presenting the whole package, the whole sad situation, all the hurt, all the pain, all the inexplicable things to God. Just present them to Him. Lift them up into His view of things. Try to see things as He sees them. Pray that He will help you to see it as He sees it. That is an antidote to the fear and the anger and the resentment. But George Matheson, the author of this hymn, found his grief transformed. And it was through that experience that he wrote these beautiful words. Surrender springs from trust. His blindness and rejection became the very means of illuminating for him the love of God. The thing which you are suffering today, the thing which is difficult in your life, God intends for the very means of illuminating His love. Do you ask why? God says, "Trust me." So George Matheson turned his thoughts from his loss, turned away from his temptation to self-pity and resentment and bitterness and skepticism of God's word, the temptation to selfish isolation. And who of us doesn't just want to go and curl up in the fetal position underneath the covers and feel sorry for ourselves every once in a while? Just get away by yourself and say to other people, "Don't bother me. Don't touch me now. Just leave me alone." What did he do? No selfish isolation here, but he lifted up his weary soul to a far greater love than the one that had rejected him. This is the part that I hope so much I can make clear to you, which has helped me so very much, so many times, when I was asking, "What shall I do? Lord, what shall I do?" And the answer came very simply, "Give it to me. Give it all to me. Bring it all to Jesus." Do you know that little chorus, "Something beautiful, something good? All my confusion He understood. All I had to offer Him was brokenness and strife, but He made something beautiful of my life." God made something very beautiful of George Matheson's life, And he has left us the legacy of this beautiful hymn, O love that will not let me go, I rest my weary soul on thee. I give thee back the life I owe, that in thine ocean depths its flow may richer, fuller be. Some of you may have my book, Loneliness. It's a book for everybody. Everybody's lonely in some way or another. If you're the chief executive officer, they tell me that it's pretty lonely at the top. If you're married, your husband doesn't always understand you, does he? Sometimes he withholds from you information that would make you very happy. And you think, why didn't he tell me that? And when you ask him, he says, I never thought of it. Never thought of telling me that? And suddenly you feel sort of alone, way off in your corner. Your husband doesn't even know you're there. And of course, if you're single, you're quite convinced that single people are the really lonely people. Married people certainly don't have any excuses for being lonely. And if you're a little child, maybe sometimes you think, nobody understands me. Well, it's true. Nobody does understand you as well as Jesus does. So Loneliness is a book for everybody. And I've told the story of George Matheson in that book. And the second stanza is about light. Remember, this was a blind man, and I think that in his blindness, Matheson must have thought a great deal about light. Of course, he was not born blind, so he remembered what light was about. And he wrote this, O light, with a capital L, O light that followest all my way, I yield my flickering torch to thee. My heart restores its borrowed ray, that in thy sunshine's blaze its day may brighter, fairer be. A flickering torch. Must he sacrifice his single source of light? He yields. When his heart restores its borrowed ray, what happens? In place of his own dim torch, he is given God's sunshine's blaze. Because the thing that he longed for, the joy of his life, was gone, he cried out in his desperation to another joy, to the source of joy itself. And he wrote the third stanza, O joy that seekest me through pain. I can't help but wonder if for a moment or two he might have felt, as I sometimes do, I will not relinquish this misery, not right now. God has taken away what I most wanted. I have a right to feel sorry for myself. I've been wronged. I will refuse for a while, at least, any offers of comfort and healing. Don't speak to me of joy. You pour salt in my wounds. Let me lick them for a while. If any such natural thoughts entered Matheson's mind, God understood, for he too had been a man, and in his mercy, God helped George Matheson to put them away and to write, I cannot close my heart to thee. O joy that seekest me through pain, I cannot close my heart to thee. I trace the rainbow through the rain, and feel the promise is not vain, that morn shall tearless be. That's the response of a humbled heart. Then he writes, O cross that liftest up my head, I dare not ask to fly from thee. I lay in dust, life's glory dead, and from the ground there blossoms red life that shall endless be. There is something that the God who is love and the Father of lights and the source of joy wants to give to you and me and to George Matheson. It's the cross. Will we accept it? We can always evade it, but if we do evade it, the result is endless loss. Matheson says, I dare not ask to fly from thee. He understands what he would be rejecting. With both hands, as it were, he takes it and says, yes, surrenders, lays everything he holds dear, life's glory down in the dust. And what happens? Is that the end of the story? No. 1,000 times no, out of that sterile dust springs a miracle. And from the ground there blossoms red life that shall endless be.
As Elizabeth has said, anything if offered to God can and will become your gateway to joy. Elizabeth Elliot has been sharing timeless truth with ladies for many years, drawing insight from her Bible study and her experiences as a wife, mother, and missionary. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliot. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network, Charlotte, North Carolina.